Hi there, it's Ian Hallahan here. I'm a primary qualified teacher, but currently I'm teaching secondary pupils with a range of additional support needs. I've also been involved in scouting as a leader for over 20 years now, which is sort of relevant to what I'm looking to talk about tonight. This podcast all kind of started when I was attending a Dark Sky Scotland training course at the Royal Observatory in Edinburgh. Myself and some of the other teachers there were discussing the sorts of events you could run for Dark Sky Scotland, and whilst everyone was in agreement that the project itself was fantastic and that the activities we were talking about had real value, one of the things that kept coming back up over and over again was that you'd have to do these things at night, out of school time, and how difficult that would be to organise. Now, when I'd gone along to the event in the first place, I'd even thought myself that this wasn't really something that I'd be able to manage at school, but it could be something that I might be able to use with the scout troop and the cub pack that I'm involved with. And once I started down that kind of route, I started thinking about how the Scout Association and the other organisations like it, the people we refer to as community learning partners, fit into the Scottish education system today. I'd seen an HMIE report on the Scout Association. It was published last February, and I remember when I was reading it, I was quite shocked and got myself rather uptight about it. I remember reading the acknowledgements of the valuable work the Scouts were doing, but then on the other hand, there was all these criticisms of the evaluative and reporting processes that they had, and of the amount of reflection that the young people involved in scouting were doing on what exactly they were learning from the scouts. And then there was this sentence that really made my blood boil, where it said that the scouts needed to broaden their thinking about scouting's role in partnership with others in realising national outcomes in relation to a curriculum for excellence. And I remember thinking to myself that they were almost trying to turn the scouts into a school, which of course isn't what the scouts are there for. And I felt that in doing so, there was a real danger of killing the goose that laid the golden eggs, almost, that all the valuable work that they were seeing and recognising would be undone by kind of pushing paperwork and bureaucracy. Now, while I understood that we're looking to recognise achievement and attainment in its widest possible form, I also thought, you know, it's not up to voluntary organisations to make sure that we are recognising the good work that they do. After all, like I say, they're mostly volunteers, whereas education's our business, you know. I was thinking schools should be the ones who were out there pushing that agenda forward, if that's what we were looking for, which I think it probably is. I feel, and I've felt for years, that there should be closer working between education and these organisations at all levels. Education's got a huge amount of rich information shared amongst what's meant to be all the agencies involved in the child's education. You know, review meetings, minutes, reports, files, all sorts of stuff. But our community learning partners, they're never involved in these things, and involving them, it's never even considered. And there are so many things that could be shared with them that would help them deliver the experiences that HMIE were criticising them for not fully engaging in delivering. I mean, it's a two-edged sword. If they're involved as partners, then we have to treat them as partners. And by that I mean all the time, not just when it suits us. And if anyone knows of anywhere where the partnerships are working like that, I'd be very interested in hearing from you. Anyway, that turned into a bit of a rant, which it wasn't meant to be, so I'll get back to Dark Sky Scotland. It was nearly a year later, and I'd sort of calmed down a bit, and I got to thinking about the Dark Sky Scotland project. Do you know, here's a real opportunity to do something different, to work together and to support each other, and to provide some really worthwhile activities for the children that we're there to support. I was picturing that you could have schools doing the kind of research and evaluation type parts of the Dark Sky activities, with the scouts or the guides or the BB or the youth club or whoever running the practical side of things, you know, at night, and that would allow each partner to be playing to their strengths, and it would also remove potential problems. Schools wouldn't need to be finding people to work at nights, for instance, and I just thought that would be quite a great thing to see. And I'd look forward to a time when we could see it. Anyway, that's me, so I'll head off now. Thanks for listening.